WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Part of today's Bryan City Council meeting will not be available online, on cable, or in archived video, nor will a second special meeting scheduled in as many weeks.
The council decided to move the location of today's workshop meeting across the street to a municipal courtroom where there is no access to live or recorded video and audio. Council also moved up the time of the workshop, which is normally in the afternoon, to 9 this morning. The workshop agenda includes updates on city budgets for this year and last year, including Bryan's capital improvement plan. The BTU board will discuss their annual plan of work, a presentation scheduled from a city consultant on future water, trash, and wastewater rates in Bryan. Fire department will present a long-range facility plan, and staff has a presentation about enforcing Bryan's cemetery ordinance. Tonight, the council is being asked to join College Station in Brazos County in dropping the requirement that the Research Valley Partnership follow the Texas Open Meetings Law. Both cities and the county each contribute $350,000 to the Economic Development Agency. Tomorrow, the council will hold a special meeting at noon in a City Hall meeting room upstairs from council chambers. Council is being asked to lease for up to 10 years the former Army Reserve Vehicle Maintenance Building on Carson, next to the Bombers baseball field. The $100 a month lease would be with the faith-based volunteer organization Mobility Worldwide of the Brazos Valley, formerly known as the PET, or Personal Energy Transportation Project. More than 50 volunteers, some from out of town and out of state, are involved in building three-wheeled carts that are hand-cranked. They're distributed to disabled people around the world. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's that time of year again for public school students. The beginning of state-mandated STAR tests. And the Texas Education Agency says they've made big changes to avoid last year's problems.
The TEA says that $20 million in improvements should really help. The test help determine whether students get promoted or graduate. Glitches happened last March during the first year that New Jersey-based Educational Testing Service administered the Texas exams. The problems affected more than 14,000 students. Their answers were erased, and many were given the wrong test versions. The TEA now says more safeguards should make a big difference. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
On the day before the start of STAR tests was a lockdown at a Bryan Elementary school. Recess was interrupted at Bonham Elementary following the report by someone seeing a person with a gun walking by the campus. Bryan police and a constable found no evidence of a weapon. What Bryan ISD called a perimeter seal was in effect for 2 hours. All protocols and procedures were followed and classes were held without interruption. The College Station Police Department has shared photos in hoping to identify those responsible for two building burglaries at an undisclosed location that took place between mid-January and mid-March. The photos and additional information are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Okay, so it's going to be that kind of morning. I'm going to fight with the computer all morning long. All right. It's okay, now I'll try it. No. Dog. Okay, here we go.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
All right, there we go. 610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds and occasional sunshine. It's going to be rather breezy today. Temperatures are going to be warm, up to 85. Clouds breezy tonight. Scattered showers are possible after midnight. By morning, we're 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures tomorrow, right around 80. It'll become partly cloudy late tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Sunshine on Thursday, high 75 to 80. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for 88.9 KTR.
No, that's not
us. That's not us.
KTR?
Okay. Oh, Rob.
Oh,
well, anyway.
I know you thought he only did weather for us. Well, wait, let's peek ahead. Let's see if he
fourth
got the
wall.
Second.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Some sunshine across the area for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be around 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight with the risk of a shower overnight, 65 to 70.
Okay.
Showers and thunderstorms are going to move through tomorrow as low pressure once again passes off to our north. We're breezy tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80.
Okay.
I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk.
Hey!
1620
hey
WTAW.
Yo.
That's us.
So if he gets, if he makes a mistake on the call letters, do we know that that's our forecast?
I know.
I don't know where KTR is or whatever he said, but, you know, their weather seems to be similar to ours.
Yeah.
Maybe he just had a blank out moment.
That's true.
All right. Okay, so go ahead.
In any case, coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward at the week in Aggie baseball, including tonight's match against Texas State. Meanwhile, the Raiders are officially moving to Las Vegas in the NFL. And in the NBA, the Spurs earned a decisive win over the Cavs, and the Mavs overcame a 13-point deficit over the Thunder. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW, okay. Not that other station.
No, not them, yeah. So let me walk you through the weather, because it's going to be different.
Interesting.
Yeah. We've kind of got, it would be fog if it came down to the ground, but it's close to being down on the ground. So we're pretty cloudy this morning. And again, 70 degrees right now. Anyhow, winds 5 to 10, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon, gusting up to 25. That's today. There's a 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms right after midnight, they're thinking. Increasing clouds. And the new rainfall amounts will be about a tenth of an inch. But then on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80, and the chance of rain will be 80%. And we're looking at maybe up to an inch of rain possible. So,
oh, so perfect day for a softball game.
I think that's right. Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing I didn't realize until I was checking some other stuff on Texas news around the state, they got hammered in the Metroplex yesterday.
Oh, really?
I'm talking grapefruit size hail in Frisco. Breaking out skylights.
I thought pea size was
no, there was
a lot that I had to deal with.
There was a school district that was late opening because their school buses had basically gotten so much damage.
Right.
I think they had to borrow buses to be able to get the kids to school. Yeah. So up there, they did have some of that, and maybe some of it last night. I don't know. I didn't see yet. But, you know, here I was happily reporting at 6 o'clock. There was not any rain any place in Texas, but apparently there's been a hell of a lot of hail earlier on. All right, so let's go to DuPont, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Not literally, just kind of hearing the little story.
All right.
A 101-year-old woman was on hand to celebrate the centennial of the Pennsylvania borough where she has lived her entire life.
Oh, wow.
Margaret Maluski lived in what is now DuPont, which is about 10 miles southwest of Scranton. Since before it was officially incorporated, she received a key to the borough at a Saturday celebration at the local veterans post. She said, I guess they had to honor somebody, so they figured they couldn't find anybody older. Well, that's very gracious of her.
All right. Yeah.
Bob Price, who's the DuPont Progress of the DuPont Progress Committee, said that he was amazed to find somebody who had lived in the borough for its entire history. Population's about 2,700.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're in the town, and you're here all your life. That is really great. She said, yeah, the only thing that's changed are the neighbors.
Not bad. Oh, Margaret.
Yeah, I know. Get her some oatmeal, and you know, she'll have a good day.
We got to love responses like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Look, she's seen it all. Yeah, she's done it all. She's okay, Gary, give me the key to the city. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Put her picture on the front page of the paper or the town hall or something like that.
Nothing's changed but the neighbors.
Yeah. But actually, we have people here in College Station who are older than the city.
Oh. So,
yeah.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, there you go. 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota. It's March the 28th, day 87. Got 278 of them to go. So here we go with Barnum and Bailey Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that may be kind of fun. National Black Forest Cake Day.
What is exactly Black Forest Cake?
Black Forest Cake is generally, I think that's a, isn't that a red velvet kind of a thingy? Or it's one of those multi-layer things.
Right.
I knew
that it was like more than one.
Okay, let me
see.
It says a word that I really can't pronounce in German is hard to pronounce.
Okay.
Anyway, let me see. The history. All right, here we go. Schwarzlander Kirschkork is made a rich, flavorful liqueur that comes from a region that's known as Wasser. In the region, they grow very tart cherries that lend the spirit in unique flavor to turn and provide a notable local flavor of a Black Forest cherry tort.
Okay.
Okay. The cake. Certainly has a long and storied history, which first appeared back in 1915. And apparently one guy made it. And it's like three layers of cake and three layers of icing. And they put that liquor in there and put cherry on top of it. And
all right.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right. Good. So we got that going on. And then something that is probably not nearly as sophisticated. It's called Something on a Stick Day.
Ooh. Too bad the rodeo's over.
Yeah. Of course, hot dogs have always been popular at campfires for that kind of stuff. And then we do corn dogs and shrimp and that kind of thing. Cocktail wieners, we mentioned them.
Yeah, we did. The history of them.
I found out all I wanted to, I think, from
that.
But anyhow, so today it could just be something on a stick.
Have a kebab.
A corn dog.
That could, any of those things would possibly work. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Lady Gaga. Is 31.
Lady
today.
Gaga.
I think I have a story about. Oh, she was on. That's what it was. She was on the RuPaul show.
Oh.
And apparently that was on Friday night, and it set an all-time record. I don't know how many people you have to have watching to make an all-time record for that particular show, but that's
but
Lady Gaga
it.
Doing
they
what she
it.
Does. Yeah, okay.
One of your faves, Scott, Jaquan.
Oh, yeah.
31.
What does he do?
He sang the song Tipsy.
Okay,
so
sure. Yeah.
Apparently he wrote it when he was only 18.
Oh, good for him. Was he tipsy when he wrote it?
Apparently, I guess.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles is 36 today. She's been in some movies, the Bourne movies and stuff like that. Kate Gosselin's 42. From that reality show about all the kids.
Oh, yeah, the one with eight kids.
Yeah.
Nick Frost is 45. That's Simon Pegg's sidekick in all those movies like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
And The World's End, all that stuff. Funny British guy. Vince Vaughn's 47.
Vince.
He's been in a movie.
Really?
No, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. What was the last thing? He was in The Internship or whatever?
Probably, with Owen Wilson after Wedding Crashers. And then...
Yeah, who knows? But
no, and then he was on True Detective.
That's right.
The second year.
The second season, which apparently wasn't good.
He tried to do a serious show.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I continue to watch it like an idiot. I'm going, it'll get better.
It'll
get better.
Because
it
the first one was so good, apparently, first season.
Well, and actually, I have news about that. They're going to do a third one. Just as long as they don't bring Vince Vaughn back, that'll be fine.
Rodney Atkins is 48, country singer.
Yep.
Brett Ratner is 48 also. He's a director, did the Rush Hour movies and a couple other things. Cheryl Salt James from Salt and Peppa.
Oh, yeah.
51.
Shake it.
That's right. Reba McEntire, 62.
Reba. Have y'all ever watched her show, Reba?
You know, I have not. How is that?
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's your, you know, typical kind of corny American sitcom, but I like it.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I would take your recommendation because you know what? I actually started watching Timeless last night.
Oh.
And it's amazing. It's great.
Oh, yes.
So I'm like 3 episodes in. So don't spoil anything.
I won't.
And Diane Wiest is 69.
She's done some stuff.
A couple of movies.
Yeah. Okay. Rick Barry. Happy birthday to him. Basketball player. He's the only person, I think, in history, just because this was worth nothing. Only person in history to lead the NCAA, the NBA, and the ABA in scoring.
Wow.
When he played in each one of those organizations there. And that's not worth anything. Reba's 62. I don't know how old I thought she was, but she looks pretty good for 62.
She does look good for 62, but she's been putting songs out for a while now.
Yeah, she really has.
Fancy.
I used to play her music. Favorites. That's how old it is. Well, and the other, really, and were it not for Dolly Parton, mm-hmm. she probably would be the most successful female country music star. I mean, because she's done so many different things as well.
That red hair just wasn't strong enough to take over the blonde.
Yeah, the blonde. There you go. All right, 6:21.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
So over at CNN, Jeff Zucker's stenographer, Brian Stelter, a.k.a. Humpty Dumpty, hit a new low over the weekend after he bashed Fox News for covering the alleged rape of a 14-year-old Maryland girl in her high school bathroom by 2 illegal immigrants. Now, rather than own up to their bias, Stelter was making excuses for his network's lack of coverage of the story. Quote, rapes and assaults and murders are local news stories on a daily basis. This week, the health care bill, the talks in the House dominated cable news coverage all over the place, but Fox News also focused heavily on another story and sometimes tying it to President Trump's immigration agenda. Now, even the New York Times noticed that CNN avoided the story. So I have advice for Humpty Dumpty. You may want to just stick to being Jeff Zucker's stenographer and leave the reporting to real journalists.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this will sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's reality during tax season. Now, imagine you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes, you reach in, you get rid of all the junk mail, then you pull out the item you've been waiting so long for, only to get a huge shock. In other words, someone's already filed for your return. Now, you probably didn't know that identity thieves could use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of identity theft. In fact, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud just in 2016 alone. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix any identity issue. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business. Join now. You get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity, LifeLock.com/Hannity, and you save money.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. In a move designed to widen its presence in the Chinese market, American Airlines and China Southern Airlines are discussing a major strategic cooperation. American, the number one U.S. carrier, says it will make a $200 million equity investment in China Southern. The two will also this year begin a code share agreement under which they can sell tickets on some of the other's flights. Casual restaurant chain Cheddar Scratch Kitchen will soon share ownership with the likes of Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, and the Capitol Grill. Darden Restaurants has struck a $780 million cash deal to buy the 165-restaurant Texas chain from stockholders, including private equity firms. In Cheddar's, Darden gets a chain with a traditional American menu ranging from chicken tenders and cheese fries to seafood and chicken pot pie. Crude oil up 40 cents at $48.13 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You know, I love to bring you a good hero story from time to time, but it's rare that a hero is a hero two times over. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. There's a 28-year-old Marine veteran in New York named Matias Ferreira who lost both legs from the knee down in Afghanistan in 2011. He uses two titanium prosthetics to get around and recently started looking into being a cop. He didn't know if it was even possible, but a police academy in Long Island accepted him last year. His only request was that he didn't want any special treatment, so he had to go through the exact same training as everyone else. He says it wouldn't have been fair to the other trainees if he didn't have to do everything they did, and he wouldn't have felt like he really earned it. He spent around 7 months in the program and made history last Friday when he graduated as the president of his class. He'll be out on patrol starting this week and is likely the first double amputee to ever be a full-time active duty cop. Now that's a guy who's drawn to heroism, and we salute you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you go, 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For over 30 years, in addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here we go, a little change to the weather. 85 and breezy today. Winds up to 15 or 20 miles an hour, gusting to 25 this afternoon. Tonight, a 50-50 chance of showers right after midnight. And then it goes up to an 80% chance of showers on Wednesday. Could get up to an inch of rain on Wednesday. Kind of hanging around Wednesday night with a 30% chance of rain. Then sunshine and 75, actually kind of nice on Thursday, which will be a change. We've got winds out of the northwest, so that'll be pretty pleasant feeling. And then we got Friday and Saturday looking good, back up into the lower 80s once again. Currently, we have 70 degrees outside, winds out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2017 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 1st at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble show performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winner David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the search for life in the universe by Adler Planetarium astronomer and TED Senior Fellow Lucy Ann Walkowitz. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Peter Madden and Mitch Seeger. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
It's human nature to want to be agreeable and get along, which is why so many of us are horrible negotiators. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Personal Creations Easter baskets are always a big hit with kids. And right now, these incredible baskets are only $19.99. Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and personalized, all for just $19.99. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 5000. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 5000. Personalcreations.com, 5000.
Even though we all negotiate all the time, negotiation is often difficult.
We were surprised to discover that even successful negotiators, even experienced negotiators, feel a degree of anxiety, and sometimes the anxiety is fear or even terror.
Michael Wheeler, author of the book The Art of Negotiation, has some insight and strategies that can help anyone be a better negotiator.
First, you want to know your own priorities. If you're shopping for a car, how important is it for you to have a brand new car? How much of a discount would it take to get a demo model? Yes, it would be nice to have a sunroof, but do you really want to pay an arm and two legs for it? Those things you ought to be able to figure out in advance. Point two, you ought to do the best you can in terms of thinking what the incentives of the other party is.
Knowing who you're dealing with is always an advantage, so
the extent that you can scout the individual person and you know other people who've dealt with him or her, that's valuable information, but you ought to recognize as well that they can have their good days and bad days. So when you add that all up, I think you want to at least allow for best case and worst case scenarios, and I would add a fifth point to that. You ought to know when you need to walk away. You ought to have an exit strategy. If you're coming to agreement all the time, maybe you're being too agreeable.
Tomorrow, negotiating with your boss. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second and third time in a seven-day period, there will be no video or audio record of a Bryan City Council meeting.
The decision was made to move today's workshop from council chambers, where there's equipment to televise live and record for later viewing on the city's website. That's after the council last Wednesday in council chambers decided not to televise or record the public hearing and vote allowing the construction of a contested apartment complex. The explanation was special meetings are not televised live or recorded. Another special meeting will be held tomorrow at noon at City Hall, but in a meeting room upstairs from council chambers. Back to today's workshop. It starts this morning at 9 instead of the early afternoon and will be in a city courtroom across the street from City Hall. The workshop agenda includes recommendations on future water, trash, and wastewater rates, a presentation from the fire department about possible long-range projects, staff making recommendations about the enforcement of Bryan Cemetery Ordinance, and getting an annual update from the BTU board about upcoming projects. BTU is a part of tonight's regular meeting, which begins at the normal time of 6. There is a request to spend $605,000 to buy land to build a new substation next to the recently completed roundabout at Nash and Broadmoor. This would replace what's considered to be an undersized substation on William Joe Bryan near Villa Maria. This substation covers an area bounded by Highway 21, Texas, Carter Creek, Briarcrest, and the freeway. The first and second readings of a rezoning request to build 35 fourplex housing units with a total of 280 bedrooms behind Atkinson Toyota are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow. The proposal was unanimously passed by the Planning and Zoning Commission after hearing no public opposition. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas senators will be voting soon on a bill providing extra security for judges and other court officials. District Judge Julie Kasurik, who was shot and wounded outside her home 2 years ago, was among those testifying yesterday before the State Affairs Committee.
And it has been very difficult to remove my personal information from the internet and from public records.
The judge's son, Will, was with her mother at the time of the shooting.
My mom had been shot, and I immediately knew it was because she was a judge. I told her goodbye because I thought I would never see her again. She's in the hospital for 40 days. We had to move out of our home. Our whole life was torn apart, and this experience is why I support this bill.
The legislation provides extra funding for courthouse security and enhanced security training for judges, while letting the Department of Public Safety provide personal security to judges receiving threats. There would also be a state position created to assist judges and county officials with security. Just days after a disturbing report on sexual assault at the University of Texas at Austin, state lawmakers pass a bill out of committee to keep cases from being covered up.
State Senator Joan Huffman's bill is designed to strengthen the sexual assault reporting process to the university Title IX coordinators at public, private, and independent colleges.
Studies show us that 1 in 5 female college students experience some kind of assault during their time at college. It is imperative that victims and witnesses have a safe and reliable reporting structure.
The UT Austin report shows 15% of female undergraduate students said they've been raped since enrolling. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Parents of students at Bonham Elementary School in Bryan received a call yesterday afternoon of a lockdown. Bryan ISD officials told WTAW News during the midday recess, students returned inside following a report from someone seeing a person with a gun walking by the campus. No evidence of a weapon was found by Bryan police or a constable who searched the area. What the district calls a perimeter seal was lifted after 2 hours when it was determined no students or employees were in danger. Back to Austin, where the state Senate has given preliminary approval to changing the state's voter ID law, which incorporates some temporary changes ordered after federal courts found the strict measure discriminatory. Yesterday's 21-10 vote does not ease requirements about what picture identifications are acceptable when voting. For instance, gun licenses can be used, but not college IDs for proof of identification. The proposal will continue to let people vote without an ID by signing an affidavit and creates a criminal penalty of up to 10 years in prison for lying on those affidavits. The Texas Senate has approved a bill sharply reducing gun license fees. Senator Robert Nichols of Jacksonville agreed to reduce the first-time fee from $140 to $40 and the renewal from $70 to $40. That's after Nichols originally sought to do away with the fees altogether, which would have cost the state more than $55 million a year. The compromise will cost the state about $15 million a year. Gun advocates say Texas's current fees are among America's highest, and senators said classes in Houston and elsewhere have begun offering instruction needed to obtain Florida gun licenses. That's because Florida has lower fees and Texas has a reciprocal agreement recognizing gun permits issued there. And Texas senators have also sent on to the House a bill prohibiting coverage of abortion by some health insurance plans in Texas, despite similar efforts stalling in the last session. The proposal bars health insurance plans offered through Obamacare from covering the cost of abortions unless policyholders purchase supplemental coverage. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 70 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwirneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpane Creek Amphitheater for the City of Colton Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpane Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds and some sunshine across the area for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be around 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight with the risk of a shower overnight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms are going to move through tomorrow as low pressure once again passes off to our north. We're breezy tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team takes on Texas State tonight and LSU later this week. We'll take a look at that. Also, we'll hear from A&M offensive tackle Coda Martin on how things are going in spring practice for the Aggs. And in the NBA, the 13-point deficit couldn't hold back the Mavs as they defeated the Thunder last night. Meanwhile, the Spurs made short work of the Cavaliers in San Antonio. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So here's a story on that that weather in North Texas.
Baseball-sized hail falls from the sky, damaging cars and homes throughout the Dallas, Texas area. Shattered windshields and windows are a common sight after the severe weather system moved through. Residents say they've never heard anything like this hailstorm before. A tornado reportedly touched down in Denton County Sunday night, throwing debris around there. In Little Elm, Texas, many people say they took cover as the balls of ice pummeled their homes.
Wow.
That is crazy.
It is, and noisy.
And someone had texted in earlier when we had our incorrect tagline, so to say. I believe he said K-E-T-R, which is commerce. So we're not far.
Okay. It kind of sounded like our weather. So
yeah.
I didn't know exactly how he'd mess it up. But thank you, listener, for letting us letting us know about that.
But man, that's crazy. I really didn't hear about it being that bad up there.
Nope. Well, look, weather's like real estate, okay? It depends on what's happening on your street.
True.
Okay? Other side of town really
otherwise,
doesn't
matter.
Otherwise,
you don't care.
That's right. Other side of town just does not matter to you, but there you are. In the meantime, the leader of the free world has been active.
Oh, he has. Yeah. He has. So yesterday, he started with, why isn't the House Intelligence Committee looking into the Bill and Hillary deal that allowed big uranium to go to Russia?
Yeah.
Russian speech money to Bill, the Hillary-Russian reset, praise of Russia by Hillary, or Podesta Russian company, Trump Russia story is a hoax.
Yeah.
And then he continues with the Republican House Freedom Caucus was able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. After so many bad years, they were ready for a win. And then he continued with the Democrats will make a big deal out of me on the health care as soon as Obamacare folds. Not long. Do not worry. We are in very good shape. Okay. And then just an hour ago, he said, big announcement by Ford today. Major investment to be made in three Michigan plants. Car companies coming back to U.S. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And then about 27 minutes ago, he said, watch Fox and Friends now on Podesta and Russia.
Oh, okay.
So giving a little plug to Fox and Friends.
Yeah, like that because they're real news.
Oh, yeah, real news. Real news. Not that fake news.
No. Well, and he makes a good point, and that is that the Russians have been connected to the Clintons also.
Yes.
I understand that there may be concerns with the Trump folks, but you got to know that the Clintons were knee-deep in that as well. There, you know, Jared Kushner is his son-in-law. And one of the things he mentions, the Ford jobs there, the White House has announced that Kushner is going to head this thing that's called the White House Office of American Innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Office will be staffed by former business executives aimed at infusing new thinking into Washington and how the federal government operates. Kind of like that idea. Because
mm-hmm.
how long out of frustration have we been saying, I wish the government would run like a business because they waste so much money. Why can't they look at their bottom line a little closer?
Right.
They're spending other people's money.
Right.
They just do. They're not having to be responsible for that. So if something comes of that, then that would be a great thing. I would look forward to that. We'll talk to State Senator Charles Swertner at about 8:30. Yesterday, Greg Abbott was up in Fort Worth. And we've discussed how this is a governor who really doesn't come in and give you his points of legislation that he wants to see passed, much the way that Perry would always do. As we talked about that, Perry would always give you his priorities of things they had to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But he raised some eyebrows last week when he said that he supported broad-based laws that would preempt local laws. And he kind of expanded those comments yesterday when he was speaking up in Fort Worth, and he used a perfect example of what he says is the state needs to oversee some things, and until the cities and counties can prove that they should change certain standards, then they shouldn't be allowed to. And the example he used was ride-hailing, your Uber and Lyft people. Of course, we know they're not in Austin. I don't think they're in Galveston. And part of the problem was the local people said they didn't want it. Well, of course, as we've mentioned before, that upsets the legislators because they like to use it.
Right.
They don't care what the people of Austin think.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he paints it, he says, which city is going to govern the ride-hailing car that you get into? Is it going to change every time you cross city lines?
Oh.
Is it going to be where you start, where you end, or every place in between? And the answer is, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is those answers will get very complicated for a company who is doing business that needs to know which rules and regulations they have to comply with. And so that's a good example of that. But again, as more and more businesses maybe cross into another county or cross a city limits, I mean, we discussed that here in Bryan College Station as to should one city pass an ordinance, the other one might need to also, but who wants to take the lead on that? Well, if you've got the state kind of overarching this, having to do, for instance, with text while driving, then you don't have to worry about, you've got a blanket policy, if you will. Mm-hmm. You doesn't have to worry about each individual city. So he's saying that, and, you know, he comes at it as an attorney. I mean, he was on the Supreme Court. He was an attorney general. He gets this. But what he's saying is, you know, we are the United States of America. We're not the United States of municipalities. And so while there is a 10th Amendment that says anything that the federal government does not specifically control, the states can, he feels like that's something that they can grab onto. So
interesting.
It is, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. So the president wants to now push tax reform. You know, he's just like a businessman. Okay, that deal didn't work. I'm ready to move on to something else.
On to the next one.
Yep. Right. And let's stop wasting time.
Exactly. We don't need to
moving.
Look back. Mm-hmm. There may be a time when everybody can agree on Obamacare, but if you can't do it now, that's fine. So he's going to push for tax reform and infrastructure spending. Now, the deal is infrastructure is not very sexy because you don't get a chance to say, oh, look what I did, because what they're doing is they're repairing a bridge before it falls down.
Gotcha.
Which is important. But, I mean, you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it. It's all those things that elected officials love to have their names attached to.
Yeah.
But we really do need to do it. It's an aging infrastructure, and now would be a good time. Plus, that puts people to work.
Yep. Oh, that's jobs.
That gives jobs to people who are willing to work.
Yeah.
That's another another deal. All right, it's 6:49.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How many ways can we say thank you? On Thursday, March the 30th, we'll give it a try, because that's Chamber Day. Hi, I'm Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. This Thursday, March the 30th, the Chamber of Commerce, along with our sponsor, Brazos County, and close to 200 volunteers, will visit businesses in the Bryan College Station area to say thanks for your support. To learn more about Chamber Day, visit bcschamber.org, and remember, thank you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 1st, learn all about spray adjuvants. Matching the right adjuvant to a spray job can make a difference in the degree of effectiveness. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If this is going to be the year that you step forward as a colorful gardener, you'll need to start laying those plans right now. Goodness knows, Texas needs you. We're color poor in most of our plantings, and it really doesn't have to be that way. I have some guidelines, secrets of a successful color program. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. When it comes to planning for color, let's start with the fundamentals and then turn to fun things. Remember that no plant will bloom forever. Some, however, bloom longer than others. Shrubs and trees generally bloom for a couple of weeks. There are exceptions. Most perennials bloom for a month or so, if that long. And they're somewhat more reliable. Annual flowers, on the other hand, can be at their prime for several months. Learn to integrate all of those various sources of color into your plantings. Remember, too, that some colors are much more dominant in the garden. Bright yellows, oranges, and screaming reds zoom forward to the eye, while greens, blues, and purples shrink timidly backward. That can be good if you're trying to make a small garden appear larger. You should probably limit the numbers of separate colors you plant into your garden. Adopt a theme color and stick to it. Maybe you have a white garden, or maybe you mix oranges and yellows. It's okay to blend things, but they need to be harmonious, and you just don't want a jangle of every possible color. Choose your favorite plants to be sure, but don't be afraid to try several new plants on a limited basis each year. If they succeed, you can increase the space the following year. Just a few years ago, many of us were raising plants that we never thought we'd use in our landscape, and now they're commonplace. Flowers are certainly not the only sources of color. Use foliage and trunk color, too. Fruit can be useful. Know each plant's characteristics and use those characteristics to the maximum. Some plants, for example, have colorful foliage in the winter or early spring as new growth emerges. A red-tip photinia is a classic example, but you don't necessarily want to plant that one. But forest pansy red buds and Japanese maples are great in the spring. They're showy in the spring. They tame down with the heat of the summer. Caladiums, copper plants, and coleus all have colorful foliage all summer long. Utilize those sources of color. Keep your plans handy. The really successful color plantings in commercial landscapes and botanic gardens have all of their beds on a scaled grid so that people know what's going to go into that bed as soon as the existing color comes out. And usually they have a pretty good idea of when that will happen. Work with some whimsy into your garden. If you can use big old pots or buckets as containers for color plantings, do it. How about a chimney tile stuck into the ground on end to function as a pot? Consider an extraordinarily huge hanging basket filled with caladiums or impatiens or coleus. It can really be a beautiful touch. Put containers to work in your landscape. They are fun. I'm Neil Sperry. Choose and plant trees carefully. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:54. Well, the A&M baseball team continues their season-long seven-game road trek today as the Maroon and White travel to San Marcos to take on the Texas State Bobcats. Braden Shoemake continues to lead the Aggs at the plate. Later this week, the Aggs face LSU for a three-game series beginning Thursday. First pitch for tonight's game is at 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
In A&M football, offensive tackle Coda Martin plans on being in the starting lineup for the season opener at UCLA. The 6'6", 310-pound junior was beat out last season by Jermaine Illuminor. Here's Martin on what he's seen so far in practice.
We're looking good. You know, we've got a couple younger guys that are really trying to get after it. We've got some returners, though. We've got some experience in Eric McCoy and Keaton Sutherland. We've got a couple guys that got some experience that are injured right now, aren't getting to participate, but we're out there really getting after it, focusing on the fundamentals, the little things, and Coach Turner's really making sure that we get a lot better this spring and prepare ourselves for the next season.
Meanwhile, A&M is set to host its annual Friday Night Lights event Friday at Kyle Field. The event, which is free and open to the public, will begin at 8 p.m. with spring football practice and will be followed by a fireworks show. A&M's spring football game is set for 1 p.m. on April 8th. The number 8 Texas A&M men's tennis team saw their 13-match win streak come to an end, 4-3 to number 19 TCU yesterday. The Aggies fell to 14-4 on the season, while the Horned Frogs improved to 11-4 after the match in Fort Worth. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have released veteran first baseman James Loney from his minor league contract. A week before the season opener, the Rangers also optioned knuckleballer Eddie Gamboa to AAA Round Rock yesterday and reassigned outfielder Jared Hoying to minor league camp. In the NFL, sometime in the not-distant future, the league will welcome the Las Vegas Raiders. NFL owners approved the Raiders' move to Vegas 31-1 at the league meetings in Phoenix. Miami was the lone dissenter. Until the move, likely in 2020, Mark Davis's team still belongs to Oakland. Davis insists the club should still be considered part of the Bay Area community. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard scored 25 points, and the San Antonio Spurs dismantled the ailing Cleveland Cavaliers 103-74 last night in a showdown that turned into a major letdown for the defending NBA champions. Here's Leonard.
It just gives you an extra boost into the game, another stride. But, you know, I just try to, you know, not worry about that distraction and just keep playing my game.
LaMarcus Aldridge and Pau Gasol added 14 points apiece for the Spurs, who won their fifth straight. Meanwhile, in Dallas,
here comes Westbrook, a pull for the lead. He hit it with 7 seconds to go. Now, remember, the Mavericks are out of timeouts.
He's got a lot of time.
Vinny Smith into Yogi. Yogi on the move. Bars for three to win the game. It is no good, and somehow Westbrook has single-handedly engineered a comeback win for the Thunder.
Russell Westbrook hit a pull-up jumper with 7 seconds left, and the Oklahoma City Thunder erased a 13-point deficit in the final 4 minutes to beat the Dallas Mavericks 92-91 last night. Westbrook scored 13 points, including 16 in the fourth quarter, and 13 rebounds and 10 assists for his third straight triple-double and 37th of the season. And out on the links, Dustin Johnson has withdrawn from the Shell Houston Open to rest from his 5-day victory in match play. Johnson won his third straight tournament Sunday when he won two matches that went the distance, a one-up victory over Hidetu Tanahara and in the semifinals, and a one-up victory over John Rahm in a championship match. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Come celebrate the beginning of the 61st Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show Week with the Queen's Dance, Saturday, April 1st at the Hildebrand Equine Complex with opening act Texas Unlimited Band. Then get ready for headliner Johnny Lee.
get advanced tickets at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters for $10, or you can get them at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled April 4th through the 8th. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. Visit bcyla.net.
Got some weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. 85 today and kind of windy. Winds maybe gusting up to 25 miles an hour today. 50-50 chance of showers tonight, about a quarter or an inch maybe. But tomorrow, 80% chance of showers, could get up to an inch of rain. 75 with northerly winds on Thursday. It's 70 right now. WTAW College Station Bryan.